With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. It's wildfire season, and those fires are raging in a number of western states. The NCBA's Caitlin Glover explains, the West always seems to have the biggest wildfires, but it's certainly not the only place where wildfires are burning this year.
Really, this year, as has been in years past where we've seen these terrible fire years, we're seeing fires from Florida to Washington. Anywhere there's forage to be burned, it's burning. Some of the largest fires, as you said, you know, we're seeing California, we're seeing Arizona, we're seeing Colorado and Montana and others. But really what you're seeing is not a surprising dispersal of fires and of these big fires as well. We're finding these big fires in areas where you have a lot of that dense timber, a lot of that dense forage, that either for reasons that grazing has been removed or that timber industries have been removed. You've seen over the last number of years just a massive buildup of these fuels, and really all it takes is one lightning strike. That's never more true in years when we have a drought monitor that looks like it does. I'm hearing from producers every day saying, you know, there is no water, and the year that is where that's layered on top of coronavirus, it makes for some hard conditions.
California's been hit particularly hard this year, with two of the state's largest wildfires ever still burning. Thanks for listening to the Farm and Ranch Report. Get more information at aginfo.net. I'm Rick Worthington.